Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Everybody loves a story. We especially like stories that have neat and tidy endings. Let me take a few fairy tales and give you an example. Humpty Dumpty. It never bothered us as children or even as adults that even though all the king's horses and all the king's men worked hard to put him together again, they were unable to do that. I've thought about why that's true. That will give you some idea of the depth of my thinking in the past several weeks. Part of the reason I think that's true is because nobody pushed him. That would have been unfair. And because great effort was given to put him together again and patch him up, but to no avail. So even though it wasn't possible to put him back like he was, we live with the sad ending because it's nevertheless just. Great effort was expended on his behalf to no avail. Take Cinderella. This lovely young woman raised in a cruel and unfair home, we don't like that, especially by cruel stepsisters. That makes us sad. But we can understand when she goes to the ball that at about midnight, this carriage that she's traveling in turns into a pumpkin. She was warned about that, so that's just. What we would not have been able to live with is that somehow one of the cruel stepsisters would have gotten the glass slipper. We wouldn't have felt that everybody lived happily ever after because it wasn't just. On her foot belonged the glass slipper because that is at least poetic justice. I've thought as a little boy about enjoying the tales of Robin Hood. And you remember Robin Hood, the one who took from those who had too much to give to those who didn't have enough. That's okay. We have to push at the, right and wrong of that a little bit, but that's all right, because after all, where the goods wound up was a better place than where they would have ended, and so we're pleased to go through the adventurous intrigue of the stories of Robin Hood. What we would not have appreciated is to know that he was a con man, and that he had somehow a bank in Switzerland where all the things wound up, and he was really ripping off the peasants rather than providing for them. I felt helpless like many of you did when I was watching the news this past week and I looked at the mother of a once beautiful 9-year-old daughter whose life had been brutally snuffed out by a man who had first abused her and then bludgeoned her to death. And I watched the tears flow from the mother's face as she pled with the jury to somehow bring about justice and have the man go to the gas chamber. They chose for life in prison. And the news flashed to another story, but my mind stayed on that one because the story didn't end right. Sad endings we can handle. Suffering makes us sad, but injustice makes us mad. And I have found that the longer a person lives with injustice, if he hasn't some kind of divine perspective, that person becomes cynical. And his or her cynicism results in a strange kind of injustice itself.
One day, God will judge all people for the injustices that are done. But for now, God is patient with us, and so the injustice on earth will continue. Even though His judgment may be delayed, it's more certain than tomorrow's sunrise. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Confessions of a Cynic, was copyrighted in 1983, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2015 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.